Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This is quite a Friday, isn't it? It's quite a Friday.
That was something. That was something else.
Which part?
The interview with Aaron Turner.
Aaron Turner.
The hour-long interview on Zoom in a gym with a drive-by from his player, Jonathan Kuminga.
With Jonathan, like, hooping in the background.
Yeah,
the first half hour. Yeah, the first half hour, Jonathan. And, boy, I just want to say this real quick. Aaron Turner did a great job of setting up his camera. So Jonathan's in the background shooting. I can't see if any of the shots went in.
Ah, interesting.
Now that's a good agent. He's just like, no, look at him. He's just over there hooping. I mean, he might have bricked them all, I know. You couldn't see the hoop.
I was then I was trying to look beyond, and I thought there was a James Wiseman sighting, but as Lucas pointed out, the guy was shooting right-handed, so it probably wasn't. But there was another really tall, athletic-looking NBA player in the background.
Yeah, it's basketball.
Yeah.
Some this of them is James Wiseman.
Yep. I don't think it was him, though.
Some of them are tall. That's sure true. Well, I mean, my goodness. Sure, it's a football Friday, but can we all talk this out, please? 888-957-9570. We'll play you some of the sound. I don't want to assume that all of you have been locked in since 10:30, but if you weren't, where the hell were you? That was pretty damn fascinating. The agent for Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570. What was your takeaway, not only on what he said, but that he said it? And as is often the case, that's kind of where my brain goes. And so what did he say? There wasn't anything that was overly earth-shattering. We have confirmed, as he did, that all of those contract offers that you read about on the internet, they're true. They're all on the table. And Jonathan's relationship with the Warriors and his teammates is fine. And his relationship with Steve Kerr is bumpy sometimes.
Yeah, he said up and down.
But manageable, not like hatred or anything like that. Yes, he's got eyes for other teams. Yes, he's got eyes for a bigger role. As I said on the crossover, I thought his worst moment was when he absolutely just flatly admitted that the things that we talk about beyond scoring, from rebounding and running the floor and passing the basketball, those things get better when he plays more, which is not a message that I would want to give to anybody. I would want the message for my client to be, dude busts his ass whether he gets 1 minute or 30. That's what people want to see. But there was that out there. But the bottom line for me, Dibs, the whole thing reeks of absolute total desperation. I call your bluff, Aaron Turner. You don't want to take the qualifying offer. That's why you did this, because you are boxed into a corner with four contract offers that, let me tell you, the high, high majority of the public sees as fair offers. And you don't want any of them. Tough bananas. And so they're running their head into a wall, and he decided, well, the last thing I can do is maybe just talk to all of the media and see if we can get people on our side and create some pressure. And I would argue that didn't happen.
Well, it did for the people who love Kuminga. The Kuminga stands, they were already in that camp. But I don't even think that it is desperation so much as it is him just trying to set the record straight on certain things. And, you know, Steiny actually asked him that, and he had two things that he thought were, you know, misconceptions that he wanted to dispel. One, that they turned down 5 years and $150 million. He said that is patently false. They didn't do that.
Right.
And so he wanted to go out of his way to make sure that their message, his message, was coming from him, because it's been 3 months of, you know, a lot of posturing and reports and sports talk and social media and all the rest of it. So is it something that they thought was going to work? Like, we're going to go out and talk for an hour, and the Warriors are suddenly going to give us our player option for the third year. I don't think that they have any of those notions about today was not going to lead to anything contractually. I think that today was just about, look, this is the situation. This is what has been presented. This is how we feel. And, you know, part of the messaging was, yeah, my guy wants to be a Warrior. He also wants to play a lot, and he also wants to, you know, be a focal point. He wants a lot of things that we know he can't get here, but I don't think that he came out and said he doesn't want to be a Warrior.
No, he did not, but I also don't. I didn't take it as, and Jonathan wants to be a Warrior. I took it as Jonathan's open to being a Warrior. It was more an answer, and I'll play it for you here in just a sec, exactly what Aaron Turner said, because that is one of the questions everybody wanted asked, and Goo asked it. Do you want to be a Warrior? Does Jonathan want to be a Warrior? And I kind of took his answer to mean more like, well, Jonathan, he doesn't not want to be a Warrior.
Exactly. Where was I? Where was I? It was kind of like yeah.
Well, let's listen, and then y'all can decide. Here's Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, on Steiny and Goo.
I think that's like a loaded question. The Warriors are first class, everything they do. So to say...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, don't want to play for the Warriors organization. Is, I don't know how you could say that, because it's, again, I've players on all different teams. It's first class, and there's a lot of different ways I can explain that. But the Warriors are phenomenal with how they treat guys and family, like everything. So the organization, along with JK's relationship with Joe, I don't think there's any feeling of, you know, I wouldn't want to play for the Warriors. I think, you know, JK, of course, this is a guy, and I've said this, he works super hard. He really loves the game. A lot of guys say they really love it, that he loves it. You could ask his peers that. They know that. And he wants a chance to start every night, finish every night. He wants to be a focal point of a team. That's not a secret. That's something he works for. You know, JK gets up. He's done this for two summers in a row. He'll wake up at 6 in the morning. You don't, you know, to work out. He'll be on the court by 5:30 getting, you know, work done. You don't do that to, you know, not want more. And that's normal. And that's part of, you know, he wants to grow. So does he want to be on the Warriors? He understands it and he's open to it. And, you know, the Warriors are the organization that drafted him. So, of course, he'd love to stay with one team his whole career. His favorite player, his, you know, idol is Kobe Bryant. That's what he did, you know, if it's possible. But, of course, he wants a bigger role. That's not really a secret. But is he open to coming back and being all about what the next year is about and understanding that he could get moved in a few months? Like, he's digested it and he's open-minded to it.
Open to it.
Sure.
I didn't hear him say, well, oh, yeah, he wants to be a Warrior.
And in other words, he's open to it because he probably doesn't have a choice.
Yeah,
because
he has
the sign-and trades out there have not materialized. And, you know, he could just not sign the qualifying offer and not be a Warrior and go play overseas. He has other human options. But, yeah, you have to kind of be open to it. But even through all that answering, he wants to be the focal point. He won't be. He wants to start and finish. He probably won't. I don't think he'll start. Looks like if they eventually sign Al Horford, he'll start along with Jimmy and Draymond, right? And probably Pods again, but he's not going to be able to get the things that he really wants. And so what do you do? What do you do, JK? Because you're going to be here, it looks like, and you're going to have to make it work. So how do you get into the spot where you can navigate your way out of here? And it's not by taking the qualifying offer. I mean, you'd be free in a year. You'd be free to go in a year. But
yeah, but that would be, gosh, it's such a, I mean, again, I think Aaron's doing what he's doing because they don't want to do that. They know they don't want to do that. He said they don't want to do it. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea for everybody. It's a really bad idea for his client. I think it's a bad idea for Jonathan. You know, all these desires, this is where I think the conversation often gets stuck. All these desires that Jonathan has are fine. What's wrong with that?
No, you would want him to have that as opposed to the other one,
right,
which would be you get paid and I just want to be chilling.
It's like, I don't really care.
Right.
He wants to play and he wants a lot of money. Do you know how many people wake up every day and they want things that they don't have? And that, by the way, they haven't earned yet, and that they may never get, but you got to go work for them. And that's not me insinuating that Jonathan hasn't worked for his spot, but he's a 22-year-old, somewhat raw player who his agent openly admitted today on 95.7 The Game that he doesn't always do all of the other things. Why does this always come down to points for so many people? That's not what this is about. It just isn't. That's not being a complete player. And so there is a huge word in this conversation, and it's there for a very, very specific set of reasons. The word is restricted. You are a restricted free agent. So this is, I mean, awesome. Thank you for telling us all that's going on in your mind. But the answer to some of these things is going to be no.
Well, it's just the one big thing.
No.
Which is the option. The option on the third year or the option on the second year.
No, I think it's a lot of things. It's you don't get to start. No, you don't get to finish.
Get to start in certain situations.
Some games, yeah.
When you got guys who are hurt, and there'll be some games when he gets to finish.
For sure.
He wants to be the unquestioned guy who you start and you finish and you're that guy every single game, all 82 if you're healthy, and you get 32 to 37 minutes, whatever you need, and you get to go out there and cook. You're the focal point. You get to shoot when you want to shoot and do all those things. And as you've always said, that job is not available here. You've got a couple focal points and your starting lineup is not going to include Kuminga. And your finishing lineup might, if he goes out and plays well and does the things that help you be in a spot to win a game, yeah, he can go out there and finish. Sure. For me, the only real sticking point, other than the elephant in the room, which is he doesn't really want to play here, I don't think, the sticking point is the option. And I don't believe that the Warriors are going to give that up. Because if you give that up, his value immediately goes down 100%. In the trade market.
100%. And nor should they. It's a fair offer.
Seems like it.
It's a fair offer. The money is right. They offered him a second guaranteed year. It's a fair offer. I would love to know, and you can go back as far as you want. Go to this morning or go to 4 years ago. I still have the hardest time understanding what the Warriors did wrong. I even feel like a lot of people's opinions has landed in this middle ground. Well, both sides have messed it up. How? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, there was a Tuesday in October 3 years ago where Steve should have played him. Sure. There have been those moments. That's not a big mistake. Why have we accepted this idea that the Warriors have done wrong by Jonathan Kuminga? They're offering $75 million.
That's fair, but...
Like, what did they do wrong? The data's all there.
Yeah, well, they jacked around his playing time throughout his career. That would be the number one thing that you could say they did wrong.
They did that. He had no hand in that?
They are the ones who decide when he plays.
Right.
And yes, if he was more consistent, certainly, he probably would earn more minutes.
I would love to talk that out. I don't know what they did wrong. We're sponsored by Safeway, 888-957-9570. Brock Purdy is... very unlikely to start. Let's call it what it is. Brock Purdy's not starting, but he's listed as questionable. We can talk that out, and JT O'Sullivan's going to join us today. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.